ברוכים הבאים בשם השם ובשם כל ישראל. On behalf of our board of directors, on behalf of our camp director, Shmuel and Mrs. Khan, our administration, our upper staff, I'd like to welcome everyone to Camp Pass Tufshin Ayin Vav. Rabbi Nachman would say that there are some people who tell stories to put children to sleep. But when Rabbeinu would tell a story, it would be to wake everyone up. Baderech Sikarti Maase. On the way, as part of a journey, a great narrative, a great story unfolds. The story of the Aviras Bas HaMelech, the lost princess, Menachem's most famous, most important story, a never-ending tale of searching, of yearning, of Ratzon. The daughter of the king, his only child, his only daughter, goes missing. And he dispatches a Mishnah LeMelech, his trusted aide, to go find her. He searches the four corners of the earth and beyond. It's the story of the soul in this world, the story of Knesset Yisrael, Shechinta Begalusa. It's the story of the Jewish people. And it's a never-ending tale, it's infinite. This Mishnah LeMelech, this trusted advisor, is given a specific set of instructions. He gets clues along the way. People give him guidance, and they tell him, don't sleep here, eat this, but not that, go there, but not here. And somewhere along the way, he wasn't paying attention, he fell asleep. Hekitz Mishnato, when he woke up from his slumber, he turned to his helper, Shalom Asharis. He turned to his helper. And he asked, Heichan ani ba'olam? Where in the world am I? Where am I in the world? It's a question that every single one of us is asking at every junction in our lives, every time we begin something new, every challenge and every opportunity. You're here. We're in Parksville, New York. We're 5,629 miles from Meron, if you want to orient yourself. So let's be here now. For the past four decades, for over 40 years, here at Camp Pass, we've created our own virtual world. It's like a parallel universe that we build, like a biodome that we build for 7 weeks. Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot. 7 weeks together here during the summer. Our goal is to level the playing field for everyone so that everyone can participate and everyone can enjoy and everyone can be counted. Every place and every activity is accessible to all. Our goal is to challenge and reinterpret universally accepted definitions and norms. We're changing the way the world sees ourselves and each other. Of what it means to be able, what it means not to be able. And most importantly, to affirm more than anything that we're all created B'Tselem Elohim. Right now you're in the headquarters of Nishmas Yisrael. You're in the capital of seeing good, of inherent good, of doing good. So first things first, to keep the main thing. In our first waking moment every day, the beginning of all beginnings when we wake up. Hekitz Mishnaso, we wake up. We begin our day with Hodah. Moda ani l'fanecha. First time that we're sitting together as a group, as a team, as a family. First things first, Moda ani. V'ani barov chaz l'cha avo b'isecha. Shtach aval hecha kachacha. You're somewhere special with very special people. Thank you all for being here, first and foremost. And thank you to the Ribono Shel Olam for giving us the opportunity to do this together. A lot of work went into creating this parallel universe that we call Camp Ask. There are a lot of people that you'll meet, a lot of people that you might not meet who are behind the scenes, who are responsible. We're blessed to have an active board that makes things happen. Our chairman, Jeremy Strauss, is here today. You'll hear from him later. We have to express our hakara hatov to someone who just joined our staff, Chanani Indig. I don't know if he's even here, if he's running around. He's somebody who's spending day and night making sure that everything is running. Bonim b'chol v'achar kach makdishim. Months and months and months of preparation. We're appreciative to him and his entire team, facilities, maintenance, and housekeeping. Michael Adler, Chai Rosner, Yonatan Sklar, everyone who spent so much time getting camp ready, entire operations and MIH staff. To Shaya Dubin, a great person who knows what it is to make small changes that have a tremendous effect. To our camp psychologist, Dr. Shalama Stalik, who, at least since I've been here, is the quarterback of this orientation and puts tremendous thought and effort and care into all the programming and sessions. Rabba Emunasecha. This is Believe Land. This is where it happens. Rabba Emunasecha. Where everything that we're doing is affirming our recognition how much the Ribono Shel Olam believes in us. Because we can't do this on our own. It would be preposterous. It's a crazy thing what we're going to try to do these next few weeks. And we have to know every single moment that Ein Od Milvado and Rabba Emunasecha. The Ribono Shel Olam is trusting us and empowering us to fix the world. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of all wisdom is the awareness of God. Start our summer the way we start our day. Sof Maaseh B'Machshava Tchila. The focus on what our goal is, what our purpose is. It's what journalists call the lead. The professor, the journalist that coined that term, the lead, you open up an article in the Wall Street Journal or Hamodia or whatever else newspapers people read these days, just to give you a little insight where I'm at. If you want to, when you open up an article, so in the beginning, there's something there that's supposed to catch our attention. Edward Cray is a professor at the University of Southern California. He's been teaching journalism for 30 years. So that a common mistake that reporters, especially new reporters, make is that they get so involved in the details, in the pratim. They get so involved in the details that they fail to deliver the message's core. What readers will find most important, what really drives home the purpose of the story and what's being tried, what's being conveyed. It's called burying the lead. That's a phrase that he coined. When we get stuck in things that are ancillary, that are on the side, things that are tafel as opposed to ikir, when we get lost in the details, we bury the lead. When the most important element of the story, of the maisa, of the narrative, just goes too far down the story structure. The longer you work on a story, he says, the more you can find yourself losing direction. While no detail is too small, can't get lost in them and forget what the story is. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Awareness, awakeness, paying attention. Dimri Emes transported Ger Chassidus from Poland to Eretz Israel and rebuilt an entire world of Yiddishkeit. He lived in Yerushalayim. Miriam points out a beautiful diuk. When Klal Yisrael is in Mitzrayim and Hashem is, the process is unfolding of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is really the model of any geula that we're experiencing, nationally or personally. So I've said a Kodesh Baruch Hu delivered Makkah after Makkah. Not just to punish the Mitzrim, but Laman Das, Laman Teidu. To implant the awareness that the Ribbono Shel Olam was running the world in every person and throughout Mitzrayim. So one after the other, Dam, Tzvardeya, Kinim, Arab, etc., etc., until the Egyptian culture and society is brought to their knees. They're begging Moshe Rabbeinu, take them out of here, get them out of here already. And Moshe comes and warns Paro and all of Mitzrayim. Chever, guess what's coming next? You didn't get the message? Listen what comes next. Paro's heart was hardened. And Moshe says there's going to be a hailstorm. Barad is going to come down. It's going to be ice with fire inside. It's going to crush buildings and it's going to destroy your fields. Hayari es dvar Hashem me'avdo Paro, heinis es avado v'smikneu alabatim. Hayare es dvar Hashem, those who were aware of God, those who had yirat shamayim, brought in their animals. They said, the tzaddik says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And they're following what's been going on. They've been experiencing blood, frogs. Those of yirat shamayim heeded the warning, followed instructions, and brought everything inside to be protected. They went into the bunker. It says in Pasuk Asher lo sam libo al dvar Hashem. However, those Asher lo sam libo, those who did not open their hearts, those who did not pay attention to the dvar Hashem, vayaza v'savada v'smekner v'asada, they left everything out because whatever. Okay, there's somebody told us to do something, but whatever. We weren't paying attention. Says the Imre Emes, Hepech Yirat Shamayim is not paying attention. Paying attention means having Yirat Shamayim, an awareness that I'm responsible for my actions, that there's somewhere that I have to be, something that I have to do. It requires humility, an open ear, and an open heart. Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, the beginning of all wisdom, is this recognition of Yirat Shamayim, paying attention. Says the Imre Emes, Ki Inyan Yiras Hashem, Hu Lasim Lev L'chol Davar. Means to pay attention to everything. Halacha, yes. Shulchan Aruch, of course. But L'chol Davar, to pay attention to everything. Eyes and ears open. Heart open. Awareness. Awakeness. Shlo Lasos Davar Shlo Yeh L'Ratzon Adon Kol. So we don't chalila do something which is out of sync with the Ratzon Hashem. Ulahamin, and to believe, ki maloch al aretz kavodo ubezem asik nirat shamayim. If God's earth is completely filled with His presence and with His glory, alachas kama v'kama, everything that you will be hearing about over the next few days, over the course of this orientation weekend, new ideas, learning new places, learning new people, new terminology, rules, regulations, details. Remember the lead. To be ma'arba kvod shamayim, to be aware of God's presence means to pay attention. To those who are new and those who are returning. However many times you've been here, chazara, renewal, to refresh. Humility in yirat shamayim. The presentations, the conversations, the sessions, they demand somet lev. They demand your attention. The Ribbono Shel Olam is believing in us to be His partners in ensuring the well-being, the safety, the health, not to mention the incredible excitement and fun and therapeutic and medical needs of a population of individuals with special needs. That is a great responsibility that every single one of us is up to because we're here. But know that it demands, more than anything else, to pay attention. It's the way that we create divine space. Just, halacha shapes and forms our decisions. That's what it is. Halacha is a set of rules, regulations, to interpret the divine will. Hariu l'Hashem kol ha'aretz. Hey, lamed chaf, hey. all of the earth and all of the heavens. Every place that we go and every opportunity is calling out God's presence if we're paying attention. When the Mishnah Melech wakes up and asks, Heichan ani ba'olam, where am I? It's not just where am I. It's a question of why am I here? What is there for me to do over here? Shimon Bar Yochai, the only Tana who's called Ha'eloki, the godly one, presents an ironclad rule in Yiddishkeit and Torah, and Avodas Hashem. B'chavivusa talia milsa. Everything that we are intending to build, everything that we're intending to accomplish here at camp and wherever we go after the summer is built on a foundation, on a bedrock of relationships. B'chavivusa talia milsa. We are a large, we are a diverse community. There's a lot of different personalities, a lot of people coming from a lot of different places. We're gathered together here for an incredible challenge and an incredible opportunity. We're incubating leadership, the future of the Jewish people, by building the presence of Klal Yisrael. If you look around the room, and over the next few weeks, you're going to meet some of the best and the brightest. But not just the brain trust of the Jewish community, and not just the future leaders of the Jewish community, you're going to meet the heart trust of the Jewish community. Some of the best and highly motivated individuals that you will ever meet in your life. Loving, sensitive, committed, dynamic, experienced, dedicated professionals. We have a lot to learn from each other. The Shabbos will be more than 500 people here. And a couple days after that, there'll be over 300 campers joining us. We've over a dozen departments subdivided into further departments and categories. Administrative, medical, therapeutic, educational, recreational, clinical, operations, support staff, educational. And this summer we have Froyo. Quantitatively and qualitatively, in the history of the world, I'm not an exaggerator. In the history of the world, quantitatively and qualitatively, there's never been a more ambitious undertaking on behalf of individuals with special needs and developmental disabilities. There is no place on planet Earth for the next 7 weeks that will be generating more Mesiras Nefesh and more Kvod Shamayim in the amount of square feet that we're packed into. This undertaking is a sacred task. It's an awesome responsibility. It requires great care. Osek in Nishmas Yisrael requires Yirat Shamayim. Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin was the Brisk Rav. He was the Rav of the town of Brisk, the Maharil Diskin. When he came to Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the 19th century, there was incredible poverty in the land. It's Palestine, it's pre-state. He moved to Yerushalayim, to the Rova, right around the corner from the Tib. That's the first shout out. Let's just get it out of the way and move on. And the Rova, and the Kotel, and the Rova, and the Rova. And Porat Yosef. And the Shivat HaMekubalim, if anybody's from there. He moved to the Rova. We should recruit there next year. Right down the block in the Rova. Moved there to a small, two-bedroom apartment. Mid-19th century. Incredible hunger and poverty and disease. And as the Rav of Yerushalayim, Maharil Diskin, Rabbi Shua Leib, encountered the suffering of Jews from all walks of life. Somebody who had lost their parents had nowhere to be. Rabbi Shua Leib and his Rebbetzin brought him in to live in their house. Another child who had lost their parents, Rabbi Shua Leib took them in. After only being in Yerushalayim for a couple of months, with 15 children, orphans, living in his house. He would sleep in the Beis Medrash. The children would sleep in his bed. And he and his wife, the Brisker Rebbetzin, would take care of their physical needs, their emotional needs, their educational needs, bathe them, feed them. 1898, Rabbi Shulman passed away. By then, they had bought the apartment next door, expanded, and then moved to a building down the block and created what's now known as Disney Orphanages. It's the first orphanage in Yerushalayim. And when Rabbi Shulman was nifter, when he passed away, his son, Rabbi Yerushalayim Nissen, after Shiva, took over his father's position as the head of the orphanage. And his mother and his rebbe and his wife took care of all the needs of the children. Rabbi Shulman was responsible for bringing in the money and for the day-to-day operations. That day, when he assumed the responsibility, when he assumed achrayut, for the orphanage and for the well-being of all of those children, the person who was the facilities manager, the guy who was his right-hand man, walked by Rabbi Yerucham's office, sitting in his father's chair, and he saw Rabbi Yerucham had his head down on the table crying. He came in and put his hand on Rabbi Yerucham's shoulder, and he said, "Your father was such an Adam Gadol, it must be so difficult to come and have to sit in his chair now and fill his void, his incredible chassadim and incredible Mesiras Nefesh. Your father was so great, but I know he's with you from Gan Eden and he's strengthening you. You're not alone." And Rabbi Yerucham looked up at him with tears in his eyes and he said, "Thank you for the good word. I know, but to tell you the truth, that's not what's making me cry. That's not what's throwing me off here." The manager said, "What's wrong?" He said, "You know, when a shoemaker goes to make shoes, when he goes to the tapel ben alayim, when he goes to make shoes, to go deal with shoes, so what does he do? He sits at his workbench, and he cuts, and he plays, and he tans, and he bangs, and he trims the side a little bit, and some scraps fall on the floor of shoe leather and lace. When a potter is repairing, so he bangs, and he knocks, and sometimes things break, and the shards fall on the floor. When a glazier is making a glass, sometimes things fall and they shatter. The same is true with a stone cutter, the same is true with a blacksmith. Nails fall on the floor, little pieces, shards fall on the floor. And inevitably when they stand up, they step on them." The Baruch turned to his co-worker in the orphanage and he said, "Do you understand here what we're doing is dealing with Yiddish and Neshamas? Do you understand that we're dealing with Jews, with human beings? Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. To be heartful, to be awake, to be aware, to be deliberate, to be here, to pay attention. To know that we're partners with the Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem is with us in everything that we do. And that together we'll be zoch to be marbakut shamayim and emir tzachem have a summer experience of a lifetime."